The National Institutes of Health yesterday published a list of 10 organizations that have developed lines of human embryonic stem cells. It is a list that includes universities and private companies from around the world. The NIH says stem cells from these organizations can be used in federally funded research. Scientists have been waiting for the list since President Bush announced on August 9th that government grants will be restricted to human stem cells that already exist. That avoids the need to destroy more embryos, but some scientists are afraid that the president's restrictions will hurt a promising area of research. Joining us now to talk about the announcement is NPR science correspondent Richard Knox. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
There has been a lot of anticipation surrounding this announcement.
Yeah, because scientists are very excited about the possibilities of stem cell research, and stem cell research has been on hold since President Bush took office. So this really marks the beginning of the next phase of stem cell research. And also, since the president spoke earlier this month, scientists have been skeptical that there really are 60 human stem cell lines, as he asserted then. And this announcement yesterday by the NIH gives some credence to that claim.
Does this answer all the questions scientists had about the stem cell lines?
No, not really by a long shot. The scientists point out that there really isn't any standard definition of what a human stem cell is, and the NIH acknowledges that. The list that the NIH published are the stem cell lines that are defined by their owners as stem cells. That is, they claim that the cells are able to turn into any of the 200 or more different cell types that the human body contains. But scientists are going to want to examine each one of these carefully, and not all the stem cell lines are likely to be equal in their fussiness and their growth requirements and their hardiness and their ability to thaw out and keep going and their ability to grow into any cell type.
Now that we know, though, who has the federally certified stem cells, can scientists send off an order and just get them right away?
No, not yet. The NIH warns that many of the cell lines, they say there are 64 that they've identified around the world, and others say probably the great majority of these 64 lines are still pretty scarce. They're not available from their developers in industrial quantities. Many of these haven't passed all the tests that scientists would insist on to be sure that they are bona fide stem cells.
And many of these groups, not just the for-profit companies, but also universities, they hope to make money off of their stem cells. I mean, are they going to give them away to researchers without any restrictions?
No, not without any restrictions. Some of them will give them away at the outset, but not without the scientists signing a contract that will agree to we don't know what yet. Probably the biggest question of the moment is what limits and demands that the scientists will be confronted with as a condition of getting access to the stem cells. Developers of the stem cells, because they eventually hope to make money out of their use, want to make sure that they retain the commercial rights to anything that's potentially profitable.
And will these existing stem cell lines be enough, really, for researchers to learn whether embryonic stem cells really can be used to treat diseases?
That's going to be a big continuing question. It really depends on the time frame you're talking about. For now, the NIH says these existing stem cells should enable the kind of research in test tubes and lab animals that needs to be done to explore the potential of stem cells to treat human disease. I mean, it's a potential, it's not a reality yet, and it's a long way to go. But when they're ready to do human experiments, there's going to be great pressure to go back and create new lines of human embryonic stem cells. For one thing, the current cells are almost always grown alongside mouse cells, and that poses potential safety problems because people worry about the human cells picking up animal viruses or other things from the animal cells. But for now, many scientists think that these questions can be deferred, and many are just relieved to be able to take the first step.
Thanks very much, NPR science correspondent Richard Knox in Boston.